I was 15 years old, Mike Murdoch. And in my house at 3814 Swanee Street in Lake Charles walked several men. They were all tall. Phil, Rodney Gospire, Joe Mulford, Floyd Burton. We want you to be our piano player. I said, I don't play the piano. I play the accordion. Yeah, but we want a male pianist. That's what they kept saying. A male pianist. I didn't know how to play the piano. So they put on the records of the Statesman Quartet and Hovey Lister. They call it courting. They made an album called The Revival Airs with Little Mike. I was 4 foot 11. I was 4 foot 11 till I was in high school, about to graduate, and then I shot up to 6 foot. I was 4 foot 11. They all called me Little Mike. You'll be remembered in life for two things, the problems you solve or the ones you create. Jim Baker's staff were complaining one day when we got off of a program. They said, Jim gives away everything. He's giving away a Bible, then he's giving away a Chinese doll, and he's giving away. And they were very upset. Because they said every time Jim Baker had a surge of excitement, he gave away something. So I was eating with Jim and I said, Jim, your staff says you give away everything. And he says, well, he says, I would never have a harvest if I didn't give. That's what Jim Baker said. I would never have a harvest if I didn't give. I thought on that a few hundred times. Jim Baker's one of the greatest experiences of my lifetime. No better man ever walked the earth. No better man. Somebody knows you that you don't know about. Somebody likes you that you don't know about. One day Richard Roberts said, I want you to meet Daddy. And I walked back there, the babysitter. And when I walked up, he grabbed me, threw his arms around me, and says, Mike, I've waited 25 years for somebody to write the kind of songs you're writing. I didn't even know the healing minister of the earth even knew who I was. He showed a lot of love for me, a lot of love. He asked me on vacations to their home in California. He prepared me a gorgeous apartment on the 58th floor of the City of Faith where I stayed every time I came to Tulsa. Somebody is discussing you. Somebody's thinking about you. Billy Graham's son-in-law, I think it was his son-in-law, walked in on the PTO set one day and he grabbed my hand and says, Billy said to tell you he sure loves your music, Mike. I says, Billy Graham? Billy don't know me, so he watches you all the time on TV. Stay straight. Stay holy, stay right, stay gentle, stay kind. You're one person away from a miracle the next 21 days. You watch it. I love you. So glad you're in my life. Thank you for letting me give you my little wisdom notes tonight here on the video.